Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope that you made plans to join us beginning tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church for the International Prayer Conference, Prayerquake 2025, Arise and Shine. This is an annual conference that comes to the U.S., to this area, and it's been hosted at Celebration Tabernacle Church this year. So we are so excited to be a part and of an avenue, a place, a resting place for the power of God in the city of Cocoa for Prayerquake 2025. So please make plans to come on out tonight, 6:30 to 9, all day Wednesday, and then all day Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., all day Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So come as often as you can for as long as you can stay. We would love to have you.
Okay, Emily, you want to go pick it up from there?
No, I just want to say that I was the first time I went to the conference was last year, and I was absolutely awed by it. So I want you to know, if you come, you will definitely be blessed. It is the true word of God and very powerful. And I'm very much looking forward to this conference this year again. So I invite you all to please come. And I can assure you, you will be very, very much blessed. I also want to say that we're talking about faith this week. And I just want to remind you that faith is a living force. Mm-hmm. And it is backed up by the word of God. So it's very necessary that we have faith, because that is simply the only way we can please God. But like Pastor Beckford said, it's an intentional thing, because we live our life from day to day and we get all these thoughts in our head and we sometimes can't tell the difference which one is which. So if you go by the Word of God and what the Word of God says, you will be reassured that your faith is not going to turn void.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, come on, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we're believing that he is, that's the, for salvation.
Yes.
When we're believing now then that he is a rewarder of those who did diligently seek him, that's for the manifestation. So we have faith for salvation, and we must maintain that faith, even increase that faith then for manifestation, knowing that God doesn't have just something for us when we pass away from this earth, but he has something for us here in this earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God is working his will through each and every one of us. When we were delivered into the world, we were delivered with a solution to a problem facing the world. We were delivered with a purpose that was already been recorded in the books of heaven concerning us. So we have to believe it by faith. We have to be able to see it before we see it. So when we see it from the invisible unseen realm, but we're able to see it with our spiritual eyes and we capture the vision of it, then we're able to run with it here in the physical world. So we have the vision, and we write down the vision, we record the vision, and then we're able to run with it, to be able to do it, to make it so it is seen now in the visible realm. So we see it before we see it. And he who sees it first gets a great reward. He who sees it later will pay a great price.
So I pray to see it, and to see it when? At the beginning. Mm-hmm. At the beginning. I want to see it at the beginning. As the Bible clearly teaches in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God. So if everything, now I know, everything must start with who? God. And if you start with God, you see it. That's why verse 6, mm-hmm. The writer of Hebrew clearly stated there that everything starts with God. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, God. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of your day, God. In the beginning of a relationship, God. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of a business, God. Because you're going to have to take that by faith now. Mm-hmm. Anything with God has to be by what? Faith. Mm-hmm. I hope this morning this will get into our spirit. Anything started with God has to come from the faith. Mm-hmm. Has to come out of faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. But without faith, but without this faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to see anything that God is doing. You and I cannot see nothing that God is doing outside of the realm of faith. So in order to see it, before you see it, you have to go through the eyes of faith. Mm-hmm. The eyes of faith. Without faith, you can't see what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Without faith, you can't. It's impossible to see that. And since it is impossible to see, it's also impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. And verse 3 tells us why. Verse 3 says, by faith only. By faith mm-hmm. only. Mm-hmm. No other means. No other system. The only one is by faith. We understand that the world were framed by the word of God. By faith, we have the understanding of how this world was framed. And it was only framed by the word of God. Now watch. And the things that we are seeing now were seen before. We know that. The verse clearly mm-hmm. said, Dan and Emily, as you look at it, so that the things which are seen were made of things which are not visible. Mm-hmm. So things that we see now mm-hmm. have to be seen somewhere else mm-hmm. because God exists with God. Because no man can please God outside the realm of faith. Because God operates within the realm of faith. In that realm of faith is in the realm of the invisible. And so to get into the invisible realm to see what God is doing, you have to go there only by faith through the word. That's it. That's the vehicle that take you there. Mm-hmm. What's going to take you there? What vehicle going to take you there? Not the spaceship. Mm-hmm. Not a rocket. It's the word take you there. The word is the one that transport you there. So, you got to see that. So when I take the word, that's why it says, by this we know the world were framed by the word of God. That's what did it. That's what did it. So now the things that we see mm-hmm. were made from the things that were not visible. They were from the invisible realm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now our words also frame our world.
That's right.
Our words. What are we saying?
Come on.
Are we speaking the language of faith? Because faith has a language. And that language is in a line with the word of God. So when we're operating in faith, we have a word mm-hmm. that it's anchored to. Our faith is anchored to a word.
Yes.
In three different places in the Gospels, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Mark chapter 10, verse 27, and Luke chapter 18, verse 27. They all give the same account. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So Jesus, he's telling them, and it's recorded in three places, the exact same thing. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So by faith, because in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we have to move from the realm of impossible into the realm of possible. And we do that by faith. By faith in what? In God. And then how does God express himself? Through his word. So we find the word that we're standing on for the situation. And then when opposition comes, we declare the word. We don't talk about the problem. We continue to declare the word. And then we move past into the solution, and we move forward into manifestation because we are declaring the word. And when we're declaring the word, we're building our world. We're not going to the left or to the right into our way of escape, because sometimes it's easy to try to escape our faith. It feels better. Oh, let me just go take the way of the scene, because then I could escape my faith. I could come out of my faith. And the enemy, he will put a lot of opportunities as well along the way so that we step out of the full manifestation of what God is showing us. He puts a lot of exit routes, and we're more comfortable when we are in operating in the seen realm. It's not easy to operate by faith because it's trying, because your senses are totally in war. They're an opponent. Our senses are an opponent of our faith. So God will say something. We know what God says. But then we say, oh, well, maybe he meant this. Oh, well, maybe he meant this. What this and this are seen options. Yes. They're already visible. But could it be that the enemy's trying to get you off the route early? He's trying to get you to exit before you get to the full manifestation of what God said? Because the enemy doesn't want the promise to come to pass. The enemy doesn't want our full authority, our full dominion in the earth to be realized and fully manifested in the earth. So God says, do this. And then the enemy says, hey, you could do this instead. And we say, oh, good. That gets me out of my faith. Yeah. Let me go ahead and go back into my comfort zone. Let me go to this place that I understand when God is stretching us and he's calling us to go further in order to bring forth everything, the totality, everything that he has created us to be in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you looking
count?
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Holy Spirit.